The following movements are done from a standing position on the floor or carpet, with you moving onto the floor later in the session. Wear comfortable clothing that doesn't restrict your movement. It is essential that you take responsibility for your body and what you're willing to do. If at any point you feel a movement is too difficult, it is important that you stop in order to prevent putting yourself at risk. This is not an exercise routine, but a set of movements designed to help you engage with your body once again, to help increase flexibility and motion, and to do so with an awareness of your breath. Be careful not to force the breath or to breathe too deeply as you may become dizzy. Be kind to yourself and be reasonable, as it may have been some time since you did such moves. Acknowledge that you may have lost faith in your body's ability to move and to hold you, but know that you can take care of yourself. All standing movements start off from the same neutral and balanced posture, and it is important that you remind yourself of this position on a regular basis when doing these moves. It is also helpful to check your posture throughout the day when going about your daily lives. We will go through this neutral posture in some detail so that you become familiar with the sensations of it. To begin, stand with your feet hip-width apart so that you can balance yourself. Keep your knees soft and your hips loose, imagining there is a small weight attached to your tailbone. Tuck your navel in towards your spine as though you're pulling in your stomach to tighten your belt. Relax your shoulders into your back. Lightly tuck in your chin and let your head balance on top of your spine. Breathe in, and on an out-breath, let unwanted tension be released. On an in-breath, take in a feeling of relaxed strength. We will now begin with a posture that focuses on creating balance and stability. It does not require any movement, but rather concentration on the sensations within you. Breathe normally and gently at all times. As you stand, be aware of your breath moving in at the nostrils, down the back of the throat, into the chest and down into the abdomen, and then its movement from the abdomen, through the chest and throat, and out through the nose. Allow a natural rhythm of breathing, not forcing the breath in or out in any way. While standing here, feel the weight of your body in your feet, firm against the earth, and that the earth can carry your weight with confidence. Let your breath feel as if it is moving all the way down into your feet, giving them strength and stability. Now let the breath move into your ankles, strengthening them. And now into the calves. Let it flow into your knees without locking them, and then into your thighs. Move the breath and steadiness into your hips, genitals, buttocks and abdomen, and let this area of your body feel strong but relaxed. Allow the breath and strength to move up your spine at the back, through your stomach and chest, eventually reaching your shoulders, checking that they are relaxed. Your arms becoming stronger and part of the mountain, stabilizing you, balancing you. Let it move into your neck and jaw, into the skull, ears, face, eyes, and right up to the top of your head. Now in your mind's eye, move the breath to the base of your spine and thread it like a piece of string through each vertebra from the tailbone, up through the pelvis, the lower back, the middle of your back, the shoulder blade area, the back of the neck, and all the way to the top of your head where it exits and is held gently but firmly on a hook, allowing your body to hold itself. Feel the sensation of this, of your body standing like a mountain, fixed and firm, gracious and solid. The mountain is stable and grand, the earth beneath it, the sky and air around it. The weather changes, the seasons move from one to another, but the mountain remains. Feeling the strength of the earth beneath you, solid and powerful, and your body open and alert as you stand grounded and dignified in this space. From this position, we will now begin the more physical moves. The first is the shoulder shrug. Standing in the neutral position, let your arms hang loosely by your sides. Breathe out, lift the shoulders up towards the ears. Hold them there. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, relax the shoulders into the back. And now we will repeat that. Breathe out. Lift the shoulders up towards the ears. Hold them there. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, relax the shoulders into the back. Be aware of each movement and let your breath flow in and out without forcing it or breathing too deeply. The next move involves shoulder circles in a forward direction. From a neutral point, bring your right shoulder up to the ear. Rotate it forward, down, around the back, and then towards the ear. And continue with a second circle. And a third. And one more. Now relax. Now move to the left shoulder. Bring the left shoulder up to the ear. Move it forward. Down. And then around the back towards the ear. And then continue into a second circle. And a third. And one more. And now relax back into the neutral position. We will now do backward shoulder circles. From the neutral position, lift your right shoulder up to your right ear, then rotate it back towards your shoulder blade, down towards the floor, forward, and then up to the ear. Continue with a second circle. And now a third. One more. Relaxing your shoulder at the end. Move now to the left shoulder and rotate it backward in a circle. And now a second time. And a third. And one more. Returning to the neutral position. The following movement is a full arm circle. Be careful not to breathe too deeply, but rather to allow the flow of breath to go with the movements. Standing in your neutral position, bring your hands to cross in front of you. Breathe in as you start to circle the arms around, with the arms crossing as though you're removing a jumper or t-shirt. Continue with the circle, breathing out as the arms come down. Breathe in and continue the circle upwards. Breathe out as your arms come down. And again, another circle. And finally, a fourth one. And then relax the arms by your sides. The focus will now be on lifting the arms. Standing upright, breathe out and lift the right arm up in front of you all the way until the back of your hand is up towards the ceiling, keeping the elbow soft and the arm rounded. Breathe in and bring the arm down towards your side. Breathing out, take it up again, and breathing in, bring it down. And then up again. And down. And last time, up. And now down. Relax the arm and move across to the left one. Never forcing the breath. Breathe out, lift the left arm up in front of you towards the ceiling. Breathe in and bring the arm down to your side. Breathe out, lift the arm and breathe in as it comes down. And once again, lift the arm and bring it down. And once more, lift and release. Both arms will now be used, but we'll alternate them. Keeping the same posture as before, check that your hips are facing straight ahead and that your weight is evenly spread. Arms by your sides, lift your left arm towards the ceiling, and as you bring it down, the right arm lifts up towards the ceiling so that they are crossing over with the one arm following the other. And now a second time. And a third. And after the fourth, keep both arms raised. And with your arms above your head, lift your left arm towards the sky, pointing your fingers upwards. Breathe into the stretch, keeping your feet flat on the ground and your shoulder relaxed. Reaching up straight. Relax the left shoulder a little and switch to the right arm, stretching the fingers towards the sky, reaching up as though trying to pick a piece of fruit from a tree, without tilting or overstretching. And now relax the right shoulder and stretch again with the left one, breathing into the stretch. And relax that shoulder and stretch with the right arm, breathing into it. And on an out-breath, bring both your arms down to your sides, becoming aware of the changes in sensation in your hands, arms, and torso. This next movement involves gently bending sideways, still in the standing position, shoulders relaxed into your back, hips facing forward, feet apart and knees soft. With your arms relaxed down by your sides, breathe in and on an out-breath, gently run your right arm down the side of your right thigh so that you're bending your body from the waist and allowing the left side of your body to be stretched. Only go as far as you can. Watch that your body is in a straight line and that you aren't leaning forward or twisting your shoulders. Breathe in, and on an out-breath, come back to the standing position, using the muscles in the core of your body to lift you and not your shoulders. Check your posture, and on an out-breath, bend to your left, running your fingers down the side of your left thigh, only going as far as you can and breathing into the move. Bending from the waist in a straight line. Breathe in, and on an out-breath, come back to the center using your core muscles. Check your posture, and bend over to the right, breathing into the stretch. Don't force it. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, come back to the center. Check your posture and bend towards your left from the waist. Notice the areas of tension and when you tend to stop breathing. Breathe out and return to the neutral position. We will now continue to stretch the sides of the body, but in a different way. From the standing position, move your right foot about 18 inches away from your left foot, turning the right foot at a 90 degree angle to the left foot, and bending the right knee slightly. Stretch your right arm so that it is parallel to the ground and is over your right knee. Stretch towards the wall and look towards it. You can raise your left arm to be parallel with the floor, which will help you keep your balance. Check that your hips and shoulders are facing forwards and that your body is in a straight line, watching that you haven't pushed out your hips. Stay in this position while I continue talking. Engage the muscles in your pelvic area to keep you strong and balanced. Note your breathing and if you're tensing your body. Now gently shift your weight and come back to the center. We'll now turn to the other side. From the neutral standing position, move your left foot about 18 inches away from your right foot, turning the left foot at a 90 degree angle to the right foot and bending the left knee slightly. Stretch your left arm so that it is parallel to the ground and is over your left knee. Stretch towards the wall and look towards it, raising your right arm for balance. Stay in this position. Check that your hips and shoulders are facing forwards and that your body is in a straight line, using the muscles in your pelvic area. Be aware of your breathing and any tension in your body. Shift your weight and return to the neutral position. The next exercise is about mobilizing the spine by gently rolling the upper body down towards the knees. So checking your posture and keeping your navel to spine. Breathe in, and on the out-breath, gently drop your head onto your chest and run your fingers down the front of your thighs so that your body is bending forward, curling down, one vertebra at a time starting at the neck. Only go as far as you can, even if it is a few inches. Stop rolling once your fingers have reached your knees or wherever you can get to. Breathe in, and on an out-breath, begin to carefully roll yourself up from the base of your spine, one vertebra at a time, engaging your stomach muscles so that they do the work and not your back or shoulders. Stack the vertebra one on top of the other. Once you're back in the upright position, breathe in and then breathe out and once more roll down, being aware of tension and stress in your body. When your fingers are at your knees, breathe in, breathe out, and using your core muscles, stack one vertebra on top of the other and come back to your standing position. Now we will do the same movement as before, but this time roll your fingers down past your knees and towards your toes. So on an out-breath, start rolling down, letting the fingers travel all the way towards the toes, but only as far as is comfortable. Breathe in, and on an out-breath, roll up, remembering to keep your navel to spine and your knees soft. If at any point you feel off balance or in pain, stop and gently return to the neutral position. Now once again, from the standing position and on an out-breath, roll down one vertebra at a time. When you have reached as far as is comfortable, breathe in, breathe out, and then stack one vertebra on the other and gently roll yourself upwards towards the standing position. The next position requires some balance, so take care. If you're unable to do this, then leave it out. Standing with your feet together this time, navel to spine and shoulders relaxed. Shift your weight slightly onto your right leg. Now raise your left leg 2 or 3 inches off the floor so that your left big toe is in line with your right ankle. If this is too difficult, keep the toes of the left foot lightly touching the floor. Keeping your pelvis and abdomen strong and your shoulders relaxed into your back will help your balance. Fix your gaze on a spot in front of you, holding your concentration. When you feel balanced and confident, bring your hands in front of you as though you are praying. Hold this position while you breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and breathe out, not forcing it in any way. Keep your focus on your breath and the strength deep within your body. Only if you are confident that you can keep your balance, slowly with your palms joined together, raise your arms above your head and hold the posture, keeping your shoulders relaxed. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and on an out-breath, slowly lower the arms back into the prayer position. Replace the left foot on the floor and bring your arms down by your sides. We will now repeat this on the other side. Shifting your weight slightly onto your left leg, keeping navel to spine and shoulders upright, raise your right leg a few inches or touch the floor lightly with your toes. Let the pelvis and abdomen be strong and concentrate on a fixed spot. When you feel balanced, bring your hands in front of you as though praying. Keep this position and breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And on an out-breath, if you can, slowly raise your arms above your head with your palms joined together. Breathe in, breathe out, and on an out-breath, lower your arms back into the prayer position. Replace the right foot on the floor and drop your arms down by your sides. Now place yourself on the floor if you can, lying down on a mat or soft carpet. Lie on your back with your knees bent. Roll your hips slightly to ensure that they are evenly placed on the mat or carpet. Check that your spine is keeping its natural C-shaped curve in the small of the back. This is the relaxation position. Bend the left leg towards the chest and clasp your hands behind the left knee, not on the knee, but on the back of the thigh just below the knee, so that your calf is parallel to the floor. Gently circle the left foot clockwise 6 times, keeping the movement continuous. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now circle it anti-clockwise 6 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Check that the upper part of your body is relaxed. Still holding your thigh, point the toes of the left foot towards your chin, and then in the opposite direction, away from you. Repeating this 4 times, remembering to breathe naturally. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hug your left knee closer to your chest, releasing the tension. Release the hold on the leg and extend the same leg up towards the ceiling, but keep the knee soft and have the leg about halfway up. You want to mobilize the hip joint, so let the focus be there. Keep your hips still and relax your upper body. Now, circle the leg clockwise 4 times, keeping the circles small. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now do the same, but in the other direction. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lower the leg and return to the relaxation position. That is on your back, feet on the floor, and your knees bent. Check that your hips are evenly placed on the floor. And now bend the right leg towards the chest and clasp your hands behind the right knee on the back of the thigh, having your calf parallel to the floor. Circle the foot clockwise 6 times in a continuous movement. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now anti-clockwise 6 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Still holding your thigh, point your toes towards your chin, and then stretch them away from you in the opposite direction 4 times. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hug your right knee closer to your chest, releasing the tension. Release your hold on the leg and extend it towards the ceiling, keeping the knee soft. Don't have the leg too high. Circle the leg clockwise for 4 small circles and then anti-clockwise for 4 circles, keeping your hips still and your body relaxed, mobilizing the hip and remembering to breathe. So, circling clockwise, 1, 2, 3, 4. And now anti-clockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lower the leg and come back to the relaxation position. We will now get the pelvis and lower back moving. So lying on the floor, knees bent, feet hip-width apart, and the spine in its C-shaped curve, check that your hips are even and that you aren't putting more pressure on one side than on the other. Relax the upper body. Breathe in. Engage the pelvic floor muscles and pull your navel towards your spine. As you breathe out, start to press your waist into the floor so that your pelvic area begins to rise slightly, curling the pelvis inwards. Keep your hips on the floor. Hold it there. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And on the out-breath, slowly roll the pelvis back to its neutral position. Repeat this 3 times. Breathe out. Curl the pelvis inwards, keeping your hips on the floor. Hold it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And roll down on the out-breath. Again on an out-breath, curl the pelvis inwards, holding it, but remembering to breathe naturally. And on an out-breath, roll it back down. And now the last one. Curl the pelvis in, breathing and not forcing it. Hold and roll it piece by piece, releasing it down. The focus will now shift to the arms. In the relaxation position, so still on your back with your knees bent, have your arms down by your sides, elbows soft and open. Breathe in. Breathe out, taking navel to spine. On an out-breath, lift the left arm above the head, going back towards the floor behind your head. Keep your shoulders relaxed and watch that your spine isn't arched. Breathe in and bring the arm down to your side. Now repeat the move, lifting the arm up towards the floor behind you and bringing it down to your side. And now up again and down. And the last time, lift the arm up and gently bring it down. And now moving to do the same with the right arm. On an out-breath, lift the right arm above the head, going back towards the floor behind your head. Keep your shoulders relaxed and watch that your spine isn't arched. Breathe in and bring the arm down to your side. And again. And a third time. And a fourth. Now alternate the arms. So keeping the spine lengthened by releasing the shoulders into the back, raise the left arm towards the floor behind you. And when you're returning it to your side, Raise the right arm behind, so that as one arm goes back, the other comes forward, crossing in the middle. Keep doing this. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Place the hands down by your sides and be aware of your breathing and the sensations in the upper part of your body. This next movement is a little more demanding, as you'll be lifting the hips up towards the ceiling. Only do what you can and stop if it hurts. Lying on your back in the relaxation position, breathe in, engage the pelvic floor muscles and navel to spine. Breathe out and start lifting the pelvis towards the rib cage. Gradually peel each vertebra off the floor, one by one, lifting the hips up. Take each vertebra off the floor, going as far as the shoulders, but not all the way to the neck. Let the strength come from the abdomen and buttocks so that you don't put pressure on your neck. This takes you to a position where your abdomen and thighs are like a ramp or bridge. Once there, breathe in, out, in, and as you breathe out, starting at the neck, imprint each vertebra back into the ground, one by one, so that you return to your relaxation position. Now repeat it. Breathing out, peel each vertebra off the floor, from the tailbone, keeping your pelvis and abdomen strong. Lifting the hips, but without putting pressure on your neck. When you're at shoulder height, breathe in, out, in, and then as you breathe out, roll each vertebra down, starting at the neck, imprinting into the floor until you are back in your relaxation position. Roll onto your side, carefully and gradually bring yourself up from the floor, pausing for a moment before standing up. There is no rush, and be cautious not to force or jar your body. Check your posture so that your feet are hip-width apart, shoulders relaxed and your head gently balanced. Let your arms be at your side. This move is like a bird spreading its wings out to the side and then bringing them in again. So with your arms down, cross your hands in front of you. From this position, inhale while you extend both arms to shoulder height, arms parallel to the floor. And on an out-breath, bring the arms back down so that your hands cross over each other. Repeat this 3 more times in a flowing movement. Spread the arms and lower them so that the hands cross. And raise them up and lower them. And for the last time, spread the arms out and bring them down. Now doing the same movement with the arms, spread them out, but as you're bringing them down to cross your hands, gently bend the knees at the same time. And as you lift the arms up again, straighten the knees. And once again, at an easy pace, bring the arms down, bend the knees, and lift the arms, straightening the knees. And bringing the arms down, bend the knees and again. And for the last time, spread the arms out, straightening the knees. Relax your arms. To end off, let's release the tension from the neck and shoulders. With soft knees and relaxed but strong shoulders, gently tilt the head forward so that your chin moves towards the chest. And then lift it to the neutral position. Don't tilt the head back. And again, slowly drop the chin and raise it. And gently drop it and raise it. And finally, lower the chin and come back to the center. Now with relaxed but erect shoulders and soft knees, gently turn your head to the left. Bring it back towards the center. And then turn it to the right in one flowing movement. And now without forcing it, turn your head again to the left. And gently to the right. And to the left. And to the right. And for the last time, to the left, to the right, and then back to the center. From the neutral position, gently tilt your left ear towards your left shoulder, keeping the ear in line with the shoulder so that your head isn't tilting forwards. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Only go as far as is comfortable and breathe into it. Come back to the center. Now tilt your right ear towards your right shoulder, keeping a straight line and not forcing it. Come back to the neutral position. Again, gently drop your left ear towards your left shoulder. Carefully come back to the center. And ease your right ear towards your right shoulder. And return to the center. Now breathe out and slowly drop your head to your chest, releasing any tension. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, raise your head back to the neutral position. Let us now end as we began. Becoming the mountain. Standing with your feet apart for balance, your knees soft, hips loose, navel tucked in, shoulders relaxed into your back, and your head balanced on your spine. As you stand, be aware of your breath moving in at the nostrils, down the back of the throat, and into the chest, down into the abdomen, and then aware of its movement from the abdomen, through the chest and throat, and out through the nose. Allow a natural rhythm of breathing, not forcing the breath in or out. While standing here, feel the weight of your body in your feet, firm against the earth, and that the earth can carry your weight with confidence. Let your breath feel as if it is moving all the way down into your feet, giving them strength and stability. Now let the breath move into your ankles, strengthening them. And now into the calves. Let the sensation move into your knees without locking them. And then into your thighs. Move the breath and the strength into your hips, genitals, buttocks, and abdomen, leaving this area feeling strong but relaxed. Allow the energy and steadiness to move up your spine at the back and through your stomach and chest in the front, eventually reaching your shoulders. Your arms becoming stronger and part of the mountain, stabilizing you, balancing you. Let the vitality spread into your neck and jaw, over your ears and face, into the eyes, and right up to the top of your head. Now place your breath at the base of your spine and weave it through each vertebra, up your spine, through your lower back, middle back, shoulder blades, the back of the neck, and all the way to the top of your head where it exits and is placed gently but firmly on a hook, allowing your body to hold itself strong. Feel the sensation of this, of your body standing like a mountain, fixed and firm, gracious and solid. The mountain is stable and grand, the earth beneath it, the sky and air around it. The weather changes, the seasons move from one to another, but the mountain remains. Feel the strength of the earth beneath you, solid and powerful, and your body open and alert as you stand grounded and dignified in this space, right here, right now, being present in this moment. Acknowledge where you are, and the time you have spent being responsible for yourself, knowing that in each moment you are the strength and dignity of the mountain.